This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado lawmakers will go back to the Capitol for a special session next week to deal with spiking property tax bills. Governor Jared Polis announced the news this morning.
If we do nothing, Colorado homeowners are facing record property tax increases. There's already some relief that's been passed by the legislature for this year, but we have the ability to do more and, frankly, the responsibility to do more. The cost of inaction is too high.
Polis said he's asking lawmakers to pass a fix for next year and to create a panel to look at longer-term changes to property taxes. Property tax rates will be set next month, so lawmakers can't wait for their regular session in January to deal with the issue. Earlier this week, voters soundly rejected Democrats' first effort to lower property taxes, Proposition HH. Voters in the southwestern Colorado community of Dolores have approved major school improvements for the town's school district. They were asked to approve a bond issue to build a new high school after spring flooding drenched the Dolores school's campus earlier this year.
I'm just thankful that the people of Dolores saw what we saw, which was that these schools need to be repaired. The flood mitigation is a big thing, and we've got to fix the flooding issues. We're tired of filling sandbags. This is for our future.
That's Superintendent Reese Blinko. The current high school was built in 1954. It will be remodeled to serve middle school students, and an entirely new high school will be built. The target date for move-in is 2026. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack will be in Denver today to speak at Colorado State University's Spur campus in the National Western Complex. Vilsack will deliver the opening remarks for CSU's Water in the West Symposium. The annual gathering is focused on innovations in food, water, and sustainability. This year's panels are sold out, but virtual attendance tickets are available online. They include discussions of tribal water rights and Gen Z engagement. This is CPR News and KRCC.